देवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we'd like to welcome everybody for this morning's Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogendras. Text number 4. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Kripanam Yatha Pitro Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Kripananam Yatha Pitror Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Kripananam Yatha Pitror Uttama Shloka Vartmanam.
Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Kripananam Yatha Pitro Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Pranam Yatha Pitro Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra स्वस्तये सर्वदेहिनाम् कृपाणानां यथा पित्रो उत्तम श्लोक वर्तमानम्।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। श्री वसुदेव उवाच। श्री वसुदेव सेड, भगवान ओ लॉर्ड, भवतः ऑफ योर गुड सेल्फ यात्रा द कमिंग स्वस्तये फॉर द बेनिफिट सर्वदेहिनाम ऑफ ऑल एम्बॉडीड बीइंग्स कृपणानाम ऑफ द मोस्ट रेचेड यथा एज पित्रोः दैट ऑफ अ फादर। उत्तम श्लोक द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज प्रेज्ड बाय एक्सेलेंट वर्सेस वर्तमानाम ऑफ दोज हु आर फिक्स्ड ऑन द पाथ टू वर्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। श्री वसुदेव सेड, माय लॉर्ड, योर विजिट लाइक दैट ऑफ अ फादर टू हिज चिल्ड्रन इज फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स। You especially help the most wretched among them, as well as those who are advanced on the path toward the Supreme Lord, Uttama Shloka. So, we shall continue the purport from yesterday. This verse states that Narad Muni is so empowered in devotional service of Krishna that he can lift even miserly rascals out of their illusion. Just as a kind father goes to his child and wakes him up from a distressing nightmare, our present materialistic life is just like a troublesome dream from which great souls such as Narada can wake us. Narad Muni is so powerful that even those already advanced in devotional service to Krishna can greatly enhance their spiritual position by hearing his instructions, as they will be given in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sri Narada is the guru and father of all living beings who are originally devotees of the Lord, but who are now artificially attempting to enjoy the material world in the material bodies of human beings, animals, and so on. Om Jnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाथां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद।
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to beg the mercy of all the assembled devotees and especially those who are not over here also, that I may be able to speak something to inspire myself for my own purification as well as for the benefit of all. So basically we are continuing from what Vishwarup Prabhu had already spoken yesterday. This verse is actually describing the glories of Narad Muni. And especially in this section of the purport, we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they are saying, this verse states that Narad Muni is so empowered in devotional service of Krishna that he can lift even miserly rascals out of the illusion, just as a kind father. So, we can see that how Narad Muni, what is the reason that he is able to empathize with these fallen conditioned souls. Yesterday also Vishwarup Prabhu briefly described that if we see the past life of Narad Muni, earlier in Bhagavatam itself it is described that in the previous millennium, Narad Muni was earlier a Gandharva. And his name was Upabharana. And as a Gandharva, we can understand, he was blessed with many qualities which we may be aspiring for in this material world. Like he was very beautiful, he had great singing abilities, and he had so much of charisma that, and he was greatly respected in the Gandharva Loka also. So, from such a high position, and he was like one of the eminent singers, that's why he was invited by the Prajapatis on the occasion of a Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan program. So we can understand that how good singer he was. And, but because he committed a blunder over there, so he was cursed. Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he explains that even at that time, the Sankirtan movement which of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we all say that it was inaugurated around 500 years back, but Prabhupada in this purport, he is saying, this Sankirtan movement is not a new movement. The Sankirtan is always there. It has been there for millenniums. And even in the previous millennium, not only in the material world over here, but even in the planets of the demigods, there are Sankirtans arranged to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in such an occasion, Narad Muni as Upabharana, he went along with, Prabhupada describes in the purport, along with lusty women. And there, instead of singing the glories of the Supreme Lord, he was chanting the glories of different demigods. And which Prabhupada compares that to cinema songs, you know, celebrating or to glorify mundane personalities, like the demigods. And because of this two mistakes which Narad Muni commits, so he is cursed by the Prajapatis, who are like the chief organizers. And they understand that we called him for some purpose and then he has done something else, he has made a... So, for that he is cursed, and he said that now you lose all your beauty and opulence and you become a Shudra. Yeah. And so, from a respected denizens of the Gandharva Loka, he was like a playboy over there, and now he becomes a Shudra, worse than a Gons case in the material world. And such is his downfall from such a great elevated position, materially speaking. And then, however, but when he becomes the son of a maid, as a Shudra, he gets the great opportunity of associating with devotees, with Bhakti Vedantists. And because of that association, and because he took that the benefit of that association with devotees very seriously in his life, he was able to again bounce back. And now he is elevated to an even higher position. He becomes the son of none other than Lord Brahma himself, as Narad Muni. So, Narad Muni in his previous lives, he has gone through so many ups and downs, and so he is able to empathize with all the fallen persons of this material world, and he is really motivated to do something beneficial for them. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, here also, in this verse also, he says that our present materialistic life is just like a troublesome nightmare. It is like a dream from which such great souls such as Narada can actually wake us up. We can see in Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam describes that people are mostly manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyami upadrata. And all of this is because of such materialistic lifestyle. Just like Narad Muni, he is saying, he was, as a Gandharva, he was associating with women in a very free manner. And Srila Prabhupada describes that even in Kali Yuga, actually in the higher classes of society also, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, such type of free mixing with between sexes is not allowed, permitted. But however, in Kali Yuga, only in Shudra community that was acceptable. But in Kali Yuga we can see that this has become so much prevalent in all walks of society. So that is why it is said Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Because all the people, they have, and Prabhupada specifically says that the cause for this is because there is no cultural education in society. All the education in this today's world we see is all meant only for earning the or maintaining the body, and the education which is most important for the upliftment of the soul, the cultural education, that is being compromised with. And so that's why we see in society today that almost everywhere there is rampant degradation of the people, their mentality, their culture. And because of that, people have spiritually untrained. And because there is no spiritual training, that is why they are actually on a very, very fast track going towards hell. And only if such great compassionate souls like Narad Muni and of course Srila Prabhupada, unless they do something about it, then we have a very, very bleak future. And because of such a lifestyle, Prabhupada says again in the purport that people in this society, they carve their own lifestyle rather than following what is given in the Vedic scriptures, the lifestyle which is to be followed. And because of that, they become manda bhagya. Already they are manda and sumanda, and they become manda bhagya, and which further leads them to anxiety always. That is why it's described as upadrita. They are always tormented with mental anxiety throughout their lives, whatever they may be doing. Even if they have a lot of money or opulences, but still the anxiety is to that extent even greater for them. And then we see that just like Narad Muni was given an opportunity to participate in the Sankirtan of the Lord, here Prabhupada describes that even this Krishna conscious movement, that is like the savior which can actually provide relief to the people who are actually suffering in this mental anxiety and tormented, that if they participate in the Sankirtan movement, then they can actually be elevated back to their original position as devotees of the Lord, like Prabhupada says in this purport also. And actually, just like Narad Muni is giving by his own example, that the Sankirtan movement is actually meant for glorification of the Supreme Lord. As it is said in the Shastras also, that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. You know? So this all this process of devotional service, Shravanam and Kirtanam, is actually meant for the glorification of Lord Vishnu. However, because Narad Muni engaged in glorifying some demigods, so he was cursed. So that's why even in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada says in the purport that many a times in today's world also, the Sankirtan movement for the glorification of Supreme Lord is obstructed. But again and again, the devotees of the Lord, they take the extra effort that instead of doing Kali Kirtan or Shiva Kirtan, they try to engage people in the Kirtan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the only hope. So, Prabhupada says in the purport that if somehow the other, these materialistic people, they can come in the association of devotees. Just like Narad Muni, who came in the even though he was born as a Shudra and living with his mother alone in the forest, because they got he got a chance to associate with devotees, his life got transformed. He took their instructions and he also took their their Mahaprasad. And just by partaking their remnants, he was able to perfect his own life. So also, the devotee community, Prabhupada has created this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And the basic purpose of that is to provide a facility whereby more and more people can come and associate with devotees and participate in this movement, Sankirtan movement. And just by doing that, one can actually perfect his life. Like Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Mami partha vipashrita, yepi shu papa yonaya, striyo vaishas tatha shudro, tepi yanti paramgati. This process is so perfect that any person from any walk of life, be he a shudra or any, in Kali Yoga everybody is a shudra, but even other fallen people, any of them can just participate in this and they can get the greatest of benefit. And that is the benefit of Sadhu Sangha. And the one of the very prominent quality which we can see here of Narad Muni is that he is just like Lord, he is also an expert in transforming the lives of people according to the time, place and circumstance. According to the Desha Kala Patra, he is able to touch the heart of his disciple or his audience and thereby create a revolution in their life. So we can see how it's nowadays we see there are so many coaching classes or educational institutions which are there, which are actually creating intelligent or intelligent people, so to say. Like there are different coaching classes for IIT, like PACE and so many other Rao's classes or anything. But then for these classes, to enter into these classes also, there is an entrance exam. In fact, to prepare for the entrance exam to these classes for getting admission into big institutions like IIT, you have a training program for that also. So ultimately, those who actually land up in these coaching classes are actually the intelligent, very, very students with very high IQ. And then keeping all these students together and training them for a year or two, then it's quite obvious that some of the students will at least get into IIT and they get a better rank over there. But that actually does not prove the credibility of the institute. But actually, if they are able to uplift the very poor students, then actually their efficiency or we may say their teaching ability can be assessed properly.
But here, there, on the other hand, there may be some other teachers who may be able to guide very poor student, students with lower IQ and make them, enable them to at least pass the exams. That is also a very, very big achievement for them. But at the same time, such teachers may not be able to coach the very, very bright students. So, we see in this material world, there are different teachers are available for different class of students. But here we are seeing that how Narad Muni, in his through the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we go through, scan through, we see there are so many instances where Narad Muni is preaching to or guiding students of a variety of caliber, different calibers, and he is able to inspire them to take up to this process of devotional service and perfect their life. Like, if you see, there are so many examples of how some very, very low, poor students who had been trained by Narad Muni, like we have the story of yesterday, Vishwarupa Prabhu was mentioning about how Ratnakar, who was actually a dacoit, and he was touched by the mercy of Narad Muni, and he transformed himself into the great sage Valmiki, who became the author of Ramayana. And also there is the example of Mrigari, who was himself a hunter. And from a hunter, he became a great sage. And then there are so many other examples also. There is this story of Kailash and so many other, how Narad Muni followed up with Kailash and ensured that at least at the end of the, we will see that story in detail a little while. And there are other very, very expert, so-called intelligent class of people who were already advanced in devotional service to a certain extent, and yeah, and even they, when they were confused in their life or they were bewildered, then Narad Muni actually came to their rescue and guided them at very, very crucial points of their life. Like we have the example of Vyasadeva himself. When Vyasadeva, although he had written, he is a Shaktavish avatar of the Lord, but even he was bewildered at the fag end of his life. Means he had written all these so many scriptures, and yet he was not feeling satisfaction in his life. And for such a personality as Vyasadeva, this was a very, very bewildering moment. And at that point of time, Narad Muni came and guided him and inspired him to glorify. And that's why we have this glorious Srimad Bhagavatam with us, and by which we are able to purify our own lives. And even there are other examples of how Narad Muni, he preached to great personalities like even Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj had this great doubt that as a grihastha, as a king, how can he become a devotee of the Lord? He is fallen. That's what his understanding was. And then Narad Muni here, by describing his own life, he assured Yudhishthir Maharaj that even a grihastha or a person like Upabharana, Gandharva, after by associating with devotees, he can actually become a great saint and sadhu like Narad Muni himself. And also there are other examples of how Narad Muni preached to the kingly Prachini Bharishat. Prachini Bharishat was a king, and he was engaged in fully in Karma Kanda. And it is said that actually good is the worst enemy for the best. Meaning to say that when people are engaged in just doing good for the welfare of others, like even in this world, material world, we see many people, they are all engaged in doing good for others. But getting captured in that doing good, they are not inspired to do the best for themselves or for the society. that is the spiritual benefit. So here Narad Muni, because he was a king, it was very difficult to preach to a king. Like people, whenever we are also in sometimes doing some PR services, so many times when we go to very high class of people, once Hare Krishna Prabhu and myself, we had gone to the charity commissioner office, and that time we were meeting with one of the charity commissioners, and he invited us, welcomed us, made us sit and all, and then rather than listening from us, as far as spirituality is concerned, of course, as far as the charity commissioner work is concerned, we should be listening to him. But he started telling us, "Arey, what are you engaged in? Why don't you are all qualified people? Why don't you engage in the services which you are meant for, like that?" So instead of listening to us, many a times it happens that for high class people, you can't just speak to them directly. You have to many a times listen to them. So here also Narad Muni, as a king, Prachini Barvishat, instead of directly speaking to him, he spoke in a allegory form. He described him the story of another king so that it can actually capture his interest. And then slowly he transformed him and guided him. And there are so many other examples like that, how Narad Muni as an expert in preaching and transforming lives of people, like Prabhupada is saying in this example, from the downtrodden to the elevated souls also. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, if we go through, there are many examples how Narad Muni, if we see the case of Prachini Bharishad, we can say that as far as our preaching activity is concerned, we can see it is like preaching to the high class, corporate preaching. And he also preached to the small children also. We can say, IYS preaching. That he did for Dhruv Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj he transformed his life. And Prahlad Maharaj he preached to when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother. And of course, we can also compare that. And Narad Muni took the great risk of preaching to Kayadu, Prahlada's mother. And she was staying with him in the ashram for so many years, till the time Hiranyakashipu came back from his tapasya. All this while, she was staying, and normal course we would say that a brahmachari must not be associating with women. Narad Muni as a brahmachari. But then, because of his elevated consciousness and elevated devotional service, he was able to go through this challenge also very easily. And he transformed the life of not only Kayadu but the child in the womb. And then there are other examples also of how Narad Muni did youth preaching. He preached to the Hareshavas and Shavalakavas, that they were all the intelligent class of students. They were the sons of Daksha Prajapati. And to capture their interest, Narad Muni actually gave them a riddle. And by solving that riddle, the Hareshavas, they understood that the ultimate goal of life is actually to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And so they gave up their other responsibilities and went to the forest. And then, when the Shavalakas, their brothers, second batch, that came, then again Narad Muni felt that, okay, let me transform these people also. And then understanding their mood, that they were actually very devoted to their elder brothers, and so he inspired them, rather than giving them any talk, he just inspired them that you should follow your brothers. And that itself was sufficient for them. And then they followed and they also perfected their life. So we see that Narad Muni, he is very, very efficient, or he can understand the need based on the desha, kala and patra. Patra or the candidates, depending on the candidates' requirement, he is able to inspire them. And after successfully converting Hareshavas and Savalakavas, then Narad Muni was thinking that why now I have successfully converted their children, so now let me try with the father also. And so he goes to Daksha Prajapati, and understanding that, oh, Daksha must be very much in a sad state because he has been robbed of his children, converted to brahmacharis. So he goes to Daksha and tries that if he can try to convert him also into, bring him also to devotion. But then Daksha, because of his the severe shock which he has got, he is not able to overcome that. And he, instead of being thankful to Narad Muni, he actually curses Daksha Praja, curses Narad Muni. However, Narad Muni, just like even in our cases, like many of our brahmachari parents, we joined the ashram or we came to devotional service, many of them were very upset. Although some of them may have been favorable in the initial days, that okay, you also, it's a very good lifestyle. But when we actually took the decision of joining the ashram and becoming brahmacharis, then many of the parents, they actually became averse to this movement. But then later on we saw that at the later stage of their life, all these parents have actually positively taken up to Krishna consciousness and perfected their lives also, because they could understand that this is a very, very sublime process. And in this case, Narad Muni, he is so mature that even though Daksha Pratapati, he cursed him, but instead of becoming angry at Daksha, Narad Muni actually accepted this curse. And he actually dovetailed it into his preaching mission. And Daksha Prajapati had cursed him that you cannot stay in one place for more than 3 days. And then Narad Muni thought this is a very good opportunity that, okay, I can do more of preaching. And that's why he is like a spaceman traveling everywhere all over the universe. And whoever is in need, he meets them at the right time to inspire them into devotional service. So we see even Prabhupada in one of his lectures or conversation, he was telling that this same curse which was given to Narad Muni, that has come upon this Krishna conscious movement. I have also got that same curse. So although I am having so many temples with so much nice facility everywhere, means these temples he had created only for the pleasure of the Lord, but in spite of having all this facility, we don't have, because we are converting many people into brahmacharis, and so we have also got that, incurred that curse, and I am not able to stay in one place. I am always traveling and preaching. So, and of course he also said that I would request my disciples now to take up this curse so that I can stay at one place and translate the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was his desire. So all the preachers, whenever we get the opportunity to travel and not be at one place, many of our devotees also, they are always constantly traveling, so we can understand that we are actually in that same parampara right now. And also we can see Prabhupada said that because we have got this curse, and we are also following up. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was also mentioning that because Narad Muni, he accepted this curse of Daksha Prajapati, and also early in his previous life when his mother had passed away as a Shudra, when he was only 5 years old, at that time as a child, he could have taken this as a big curse in his own life, that such a big negative event has happened, accident has happened. But Narad Muni accepted that as a mercy of the Lord and took that opportunity as a way to surrender to the Lord completely. And that is the reason why, like Maharaj said, that when Narad Muni curses somebody, that also becomes like a blessing for them. So that is the glory of a person like Narad Muni, that even if he curses, the association of great devotees, actually it is a blessing. So we see even in the Narad Muni's own preaching efforts, that when he cursed Nalakuver and Manigriv, so he actually, that curse became a benediction for them. Actually, Narad Muni, when he saw that these two people are also becoming are womanizers, and they are just whiling away their time in, although they were in they were sons of Kuvera, in a very highly elevated position, but instead of using their facility as a means to purify their life, they were actually engaged in mundane things. So because of his compassion, he actually intervened in this in their lifetime. Otherwise he would have just walked away in another direction, and then they could have continued in their sinful life for and ages together. But then Narad Muni, he intervened and cursed them that they become trees. But at the same time, it was a benediction that they could witness the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna in their and perfect their lives. So that is how we see that Narad Muni, he has been cursing people. At the same time, it is actually acting as a benediction for them. Even we see yesterday also Vishwaprabhu was describing so many pastimes whereby Narad Muni was instrumental even in Lord Krishna to speed up his pastimes, so that and even he went and met with Kamsa and inspired him to kill all the children so that Krishna's advent can be speeded up. So we see that Narad Muni is a person who can actually dovetail his audience or his students' propensity and engage them in Krishna consciousness. And we see even such fallen people, like even the story of Mrigari, if we see, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 24, that how Mrigari was actually a hunter. Narad Muni was actually from Vaikunth Loka. He had come, he wanted to go and take bath in Prayag, in the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. And on his way through the jungles, he saw that there were many animals lying half killed. And they were all, their legs were broken and they were shot with arrows and they were writhing in pain. So when he met Mrigari, he saw that Mrigari was actually hiding in some bushes and he was waiting to shoot at other animals. There were already 2-3 animals lying on the pathway. Narad Muni could have easily continued just forgetting about this. But then when he saw Mrigari, he is the cause for so much of pain, he felt very compassionate upon Mrigari. And then he left his main path and went inside and he confronted Mrigari. Mrigari, it is described that he was blackish in color, his eyes were red, and with bow and arrow he was armed. And anybody could have thought, "Ore Baba, why to confront such a very dangerous person?" He could have shot the arrow at Narad Muni himself. But then Narad Muni, just by seeing him, Mrigari could not even shout at him. Or because when Narad Muni changed his path and started coming inside the jungle, the other animals, they got distracted and they started fleeing away. So Mrigari was actually feeling, "Are bhai, kyon ye vyakti mera raste pe aa raha hai? Matlab, he's just, I'm losing so many of my prey." But then, as soon as Narad Muni came to him, his heart got transformed. And instead of shouting at Narad Muni, he actually asked him, "Oh, Sadhu, you are coming here. Is there something I can do for you? Can I offer you some skin, deer skin if you want or something? You may be in need of that." So Narad Muni said, no, but I don't need any of those things. But I just wanted to know, these animals which are lying half dead on the way, do they belong to you? Are you the cause of their pain? So he said, yes, they are all my animals only. So then Narad Muni said, you see, I have one request for you. So he said, yes, whatever you want, you tell me, I'll give you, no problem. So Narad Muni said, no, I don't want anything. I have just this request, that why are you half killing them? They are undergoing so much of pain. He said, no, that is actually our family tradition. It's my family business. My father only taught me. This is the way he taught me, that you kill them half and then you break their legs and then you leave them to die slowly. And by seeing their suffering, I am actually feeling happiness in my heart. So when Narad Muni heard this, then his compassion or karuna, he became so much touched that he felt that, no, I have to transform this person. He requested that, do one thing, just don't half kill them, you kill them completely. Because you are killing the animals, that is one level of papa which you are doing, that is okay. But by giving them extra pain, by half killing them, you are actually going to incur the same pain when all these animals also will be killing you, one after the other, one life after the other life. This is going to happen with you. So by hearing this from such a great saint like Narad Muni, it actually had a great impact on Mrigari. And then Mrigari actually, he surrendered to Narad Muni. He said that, oh, now I realize that actually I have been committing so much of sin. Now, is there a way that I can actually transform my life? Can I overcome, do some prayaschit for this? Narad Muni said that if you want to know about this, I can tell you, but for that you'll have to do something. He said, okay, I'm ready to do anything, whatever you say. He said, first you break your bow and arrow, give it up. So, hearing this, Mrigari said, Arre, if I give up my bow and arrow, then how am I going to sustain my life? Then Narad Muni assured him, don't worry, you break the bow and I'll take care of you. And then Mrigari actually, the level of his surrender was that he actually broke the bow and then he followed the instructions of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni said that you give up whatever you have, wealth which you have, you give up to the Brahmanas and give in charity. And then yourself and your wife, just with one cloth, you leave your home and go to the river bank below. And there you make up a small cottage and you plant a tulsi leaf, tulsi plant, and then you engage in sankirtan, kirtan movement, and chant the names of the Lord, and thereby you will be able to transform your life. And Mrigari and his wife, they followed the instructions of Narad Muni, and they actually, and even before that, Mrigari actually saw that Narad Muni is not just an ordinary personality. Because those animals whom he had killed, half killed, and they were writhing in pain, Narad Muni just went to them and touched them, and those animals, they became fully back to normal and they ran away and fled. So seeing this, Mrigari could understand that he is not just an ordinary personality. So he was actually inspired to accept the instructions whatever Narad Muni gave. And then, of course, Narad Muni went ahead, and further when he went to different places, then in the meantime, other villagers, they came to know that such a cruel hunter, Mrigari, he has been transformed and he is now chanting the names of the Lord and worshipping Tulsi Maharani. And knowing that, then people started visiting him and they brought many gifts. And then He was getting so much of material that he could actually feed 20-30 people, but then he would accept only whatever is required and then distribute the others. And thus, later on, after some time, Narad Muni actually came back for follow-up. And he brought along his friend Parvat Muni, and then when they came, and Mrigari and his wife, they saw that Narad Muni is approaching their spiritual master, so they became so overcome with joy, they wanted to go and receive him. But on the way, they saw that there were ants, and Mrigari, instead of not wanting to step on the ants, he tried to move them with his cloth. And seeing such a transformation, Parvat Muni and Narad Muni, they were amazed. Parvat Muni said that actually I am not amazed by this transformation, because you have come in contact with a devotee like Narad Muni, and now that you have become a devotee, then all the good qualities actually come to a devotee just by on its own. A devotee is always non-envious, and he is always does not want to commit any harm to any living entity, leave alone humans or animals. So that is the type of transformation which Narad Muni can create in the lives of such fallen souls. And very rightly Parvat Muni says that this is, you are like in the purport, Prabhupada says that you are actually a father who goes to the child and wakes him up from a distressing nightmare. And just like the compassion of a father, Narad Muni is, and even in the life of Prabhupada we see that how Prabhupada, he took so much of pain upon himself. That was the compassion or karuna in his heart. And he took the efforts just to transform the lives of millions of people, sinful peoples who were engaged in all types of sinful activities in the most worst of places like the Bowery and so many other. At the same time, he was also able to transform the lives of other elevated souls also, like Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj and Nav Yogendra Maharaj and so many other disciples of Srila Prabhupada who were already in a very high level of devotional service. Even them, actually Prabhupada could inspire and help them to perfect their lives. So we are all very grateful, and that we can get the inspiration of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and engage in this process of Sankirtan and try to perfect our lives also and engage in the devotional service. So, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. We are already late, so we will not take any questions. Hare Krishna.